park and I'm all freezing. I'm in the middle of the basketball court, which is all drippy. I'm taking off my chucks because I'm going to walk the rest of the way home barefoot because it's one of my favorite fucking things to do in this whole goddamn fucking corporeal life of ours. Fuck, I spilled a bit of my beer. I feel like pissing my pants. I might do it. I fucking love doing that. God. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm doing it right now. Okay. And I'm walking, and I'm dripping, and I'm peeing. It's hot. And Lily is a little bit behind me. Dropped one of my chucks. Peed a little on my shoe. Okay, and I'm through. And all that happens is it looks like I fell down in the wet. No big. What's that song by Jane's Addiction? Nothing's shocking. Louie. So, I wanted to say something about my friend Styx. She's a very sweet, nice lady. In the prime of her middle age. Kind of small, not beautiful, not ugly. She was telling me, I met her the day before yesterday, and she was listening to the radio, the talk radio, which is seems as if that's what she does often. And you know, she had her stuff packed up. That day, I don't think I said anything to her. I just walked into the porta-potty latrine and took a leak in there. It's on the other side of the park. I like to pee, you know, right under the drinking tree in my office. So, she is sleeping there now in the park. Like, and yesterday, I was at the office, and she came over with her pack, and, well, yeah, she came over there, and she was setting up her sleeping stuff. I'm crossing the street here. God, I love walking through puddles barefoot. Oh, fuck, I swear, man, it's like if... If I have a thrill in this earth, that's what I like to do. Among other many other things. I must have been a very demure thing in another life to be so adamantly and voluptuous, you know. Anyhow. Ooh, I'm shivering. Jaws almost chattering. So she's there, you know, she's very sweetly said, hey, is it okay if I hang out near you? And I was like, hey, of course. Hang out here, you know, this is my spot. I love it here. And this is a good tree. And, you know, we talked about, well, what if it rains? You know, and I sort of indicated that a ground tarp, she could just roll herself up like a burrito and be dry and safe. And I knew, like, I said a little prayer to the tree and the crows and whatever, the clouds, that she'd be safe there. Not get fucked with by anyone or anything. She'd be safe there. And one of the reasons for this was that the day before yesterday, she told me that her, you know, briefly her story, that she lived with her father. And her father died like 2 weeks ago. And she couldn't pay the rent without him. You know, hence she's homeless for now, at least. Unless you consider a tree a home. And then, so yesterday I got into this big long thing. When I was writing, I was very inspired when I was writing about Narcissus and Echo and such. It was, she was listening to this guy. She told me the name. It's like Clyde Lewis, I think, on 101 FM. You know, he's a guy, he felt to me, she listens to her radio, and I was probably hanging out about 10, 15 feet away from her, you know, in my spot where I sit. She was up where it's a little drier and had laid out her campsite, and yeah, so Clive Lewis is kind of like Art Bell, but just with a lot more balls and a lot more pertinent stuff, man. And he gave this great long allegory about, in the context of the Olympic gods, you know, the classic standard mythology back from Greece. And I'm listening to all this, and it's just flowing like honey. And I felt safe, and she felt safe. And it was fucking beautiful. And then she told me, that's when she told me that she's a drummer in a metal band. And she was saying that, you know, like that very day, I think she still plays in her band. And it's a metal band. And I forget the first name of the three words that's the title of the band, but it's something of Oz, which flipped my fucking lid, because I know I'm going to go to Australia one day, and I want to live there for a little while, and I want to see everything. I want to swim in the Murray River, and I want to be with my love. She told me this great thing. She said she was playing on her snare drum, and there was a beetle on it, a bug, and every time she'd hit, with her sticks on the skin of the drum, and the beetle would bounce and land. Keep crawling, and she'd bounce it again, and it'd be fine. And she's playing with this beetle, just popping and hopping on the timpani, you know. Fucking gorgeous. And she's sleeping there this morning. It's only 9:30 a.m., and I haven't slept, and what did I do last night? I've got kratom in my system, a tiny cap of mushrooms. Now I'm going to smoke some weed, and I have 140 in my veins right now. And I'm back home, safe, home base. I'm going to go downstairs and turn on my space heater and get really warm and probably take a nap. Meanwhile, I love you all very much. Adieu.